I'm in the zone to be. From a yin to my yang to see. Put a grin on my chin when you come to me. Cause I'll win, I'm a one of a kind, and I'll bring death to the place you're about to be. Another river of blood running under my feet. Forging a fire lit long ago. Stand next to me, you'll never stand alone. I'm last to leave, but the first to go. Lord, make me death before you make me whole. I feed on the fear of the devil inside of the enemy faces in my sight. Aim with a hand, shoot with a mind, kill with a heart like Arctic ice. In a fire in me, like a cigarette thrown to gasoline. If death don't bring you fear, I swear you'll fear these marching feet. Come to the nightmare, come to me. Deep down in the dark where the devil will be. In the mall with the jaws and the razor teeth. Where the brimstone burns and the angel weeps. Call to the gods of across your path. And my silhouette hangs like a body bag. Hope is a moment now long past. The shadow of death is the one I cast. I am a soldier.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this 90-minute live radio broadcast. Today is the second day of December, year 2015, and we've entitled tonight's program, Shame on Us. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the true Israelites or Caucasian peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, welcome to the program. Couple minor things here. If you care to donate for our work, you can go to our website. On the homepage, there is a button to help you in that matter. And the website, of course, is byyahwehsdesign.com. There's no spaces. That's all together, byyahwehsdesign.com. Also, if you have any comments during the program, since we do not have a blog window as we used to have here on Eurofolk Radio, or at least not the kind that I'm going to monitor, you can send an email, and then during the program, I will check it from time to time to see if anything's there. The email address is bydpastordan@yahoo.com. And again, that is bydpastordan, that's all together, @yahoo.com. We have some verses to read here before we get into the subject matter of shame on us. And before I read those, though, I do want to say kudos to David James. If you were listening to his midweek news report that's on right before this program, David does a phenomenal job of keeping you up to date with what's going on. Very animate individual, very passionate, lover of our Father, lover of our people, which is a prerequisite to be a host and broadcaster on Eurofolk Radio, of course, and to get this word out to our folks to protect the sheep, because the preachers in mainstream churchianity, the pastors and preachers, are Baal priests leading the sheep to the slaughter. And in many cases, it's literally a slaughter nowadays, but it used to be kind of a euphemism for rape, pillage, theft, etc. Now it's literally slaughter, as immigration into the white nations of this world is in full swing, and it's also beginning to show its ugly head here in the United States. So kudos to David and all the rest of the other hosts on Eurofolk Radio. I felt some time ago Eurofolk Radio would be the go-to place for truth, both in the scriptures and in the world, because you can't separate the two, folks. You can't just have your religious side or your faith side and then the secular side. They're intermingled. There is no such thing as separation of church and state. It does not exist. You will have somebody's belief system over you. The only question is whose? Because even the atheists have a belief system. They believe there is no God. They have no proof. They believe it, and it's a religion to them. First reading here is going to be out of the Psalms, number 37, starting at verse 7. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahweh shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. Wait on Yahweh and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. Let me just check a message I got here to see if it's pertaining to the show. Okay, apparently I dropped out for just a second. Not sure why. Now, the reason I picked Shame on Us is because of all the news items I've been catching, even though I'm traveling still. So this is a remote broadcast. And sometimes the news items come to me slowly, but still there's a lot of stuff going on. And I just keep thinking to myself, shame on us for our behavior. Shame on us men for not protecting our women and our children. Shame on our people as a whole for accepting the Jewish lies. Just because they have the money, just because they control the media, the government, the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, education, etc., etc. It's pretty much like, what don't they have their greedy little fingers into? But just because of all that, we accept it. Many of our people blindly accept what the Jews tell us. They don't even investigate. Shame on us for that. I guess part of the reason I thought of it is because I sat down with one of my sons, and we watched the documentary on the book Hellstorm by Michael Thomas. I can't think of his last name right at the moment. But anyway, the book Hellstorm, which is about the travesties committed against the German people at the end of the World War II. Goodrich, Michael Thomas Goodrich. And as I watched this video, which lasts for 90 minutes, I could not help, of course, being angry, but also amazed at our ignorance, our cowardice, our inability to unite, our inability to see through the lies and deceptions, our inability to stand up and have a backbone against adversity and against travesty. I was ashamed as I watched that movie, ashamed of the United States Army, ashamed of what we did in collusion with the French and the English governments, who they themselves, under Jewish influence, committed atrocities. The things our Air Force did with all of those bombs and incendiary devices, killing many innocent people. Now, in the Jews' eyes, of course, there are no such thing as innocence. In the Jews' eyes, if you don't do what they want, you are an enemy worthy of death. It doesn't matter who you are. And, of course, the Jews controlled the Allied forces during World War II. Roosevelt on our side, and after him, Truman, both kikes. The English had their kike, Churchill, Of course, Russia, obviously, the Bolsheviks had taken over. So Stalin and his handlers, who were Jewish. So the Jews pretty much controlled things. So when you stood up and resisted it, you needed to die. And Germany resisted communism. Now, the Jews want you to think that it was just because they're Jewish. The Germans tried to stop us because they just hate Jews. No, that's not the truth. The Germans didn't like what Jews did. They saw. They had eyewitness testimonies of what the Bolsheviks did and how they butchered and murdered tens of millions of white Christian men, women, and children. They knew what this red horde was capable of. And they were determined not only to protect Germany from this invasion of these monsters on two legs, but they were going to protect Europe as well. But the Jews in America, with their money and their media control, painted the Germans as anti-Semitic, madmen wanting to rule the world. And there's nothing of evidence that supports that claim. The Germans weren't planning to try to rule the world. The Jew is the one who wants to rule the world, and there's plenty of evidence of that. Shame on us that we sat back and allowed the murder of tens of millions of innocent people simply because our Jewish handlers fed us lies and misinformation, and we didn't bother to look into it. And when we did look into it, we didn't bother to listen to people like General George Patton and Douglas MacArthur. We didn't listen to the newsmen and journalists that had enough courage to speak the truth. Instead, we followed the latest news article or magazine article or the talking head with the Jew standing behind him pulling the strings like they do on Obama, getting his mouth to move, but there's no intelligent thought there. The guy's an idiot. And people say, well, you can't say that. Why? Because it's the truth? Does the truth offend you? I hope it does. You need to be offended. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of what the white race has become. I'm ashamed of what we allow to pass for civility today. I'm ashamed of our cowardice to let these monsters come amongst us and then to proclaim them as special people with special rights, even though it's a detriment to our country and our people and our future. I'm ashamed. And if I'm ashamed, Lord only knows how much our Heavenly Father's ashamed, especially of you white Americans who claim to be believers. Believers in what? Your paycheck? Believers in your property and your possessions? Believers in whatever the Talmud vision spews out in the evening news because you haven't got a brain cell in your head that works anymore? We are shamed people. Praise Yahweh, there's a remnant that has some courage left. And I spoke of David James and Laura and Eli and Andrew and Chris and Pastor Martins. People that have enough courage that in spite of what might happen to them, they will speak the truth. And I say might because they've got so many of our white people afraid that they won't do anything because of what might happen to them. Not that there's any evidence it will, not that there's even a shred of a hint that it's going to. It's just perceived. They've got you afraid of everything. You're afraid of your own shadow. It's exactly what the protocols of the learned elders of Zion said they would do. Just like they said they would integrate the Negro into our society through sports. They can't do it through science because they're idiots. I'm sorry, truth is truth. Average IQ is 75. They're not going to be rocket scientists and brain surgeons. It's just the truth of the matter. That's why they use sports. It's the only thing. And then the Jewish commissioners within the sports Arena made sure that the salaries bumped up and up and up until finally they could afford a white wife. It was their way to get us ready for race mixing, which again is an abomination to our Heavenly Father. But everything the Jew does is an abomination to our Father. That's why Obadiah the prophet said that Yahweh has commanded that in the end, Jacob and Joseph will become a flame and a fire, and Esau, which is a biblical term for the people we call Jews today, Esau will be as stubble and will be consumed. Praise Yahweh, that has started to happen. Not the fire yet, but the exposing of these people for what they have done and what they plan to do. We need to pay attention. We need to grow a backbone, and we need to unite as a people. Okay? You got to start throwing your little bickering and backbiting issues off to the side. I'm sick of it. That's why I don't associate with a whole lot of the so-called leaders of this message. Because most of them have egos, I can't get into the same room with them. So why would I associate with them? I don't associate with anybody with an ego that big. I'm sorry. None of us has all the answers. That's why the Father said we're to work together and learn things line upon line, precept upon precept. That means teamwork. He doesn't want superstars. He's the superstar. That's why it says in Scripture he is a jealous God. He isn't going to share his throne with you or me or any other person on this earth. He isn't going to share his kingdom, his leadership, or his throne. He comes back as a monarch. That means sole authority. So he's not going to imbue any one of us with all the answers. He wants us to work together as a team to figure it out. He wants us to work together as a team worldwide to put the wicked into the ground where they belong and to stand up and protect the innocent. We have failed as a people. We have failed on this entire earth to do what we were put here to do. We were put here to tend the garden, the area, the aratz in the Hebrew, the area that Yahweh had put here and put Adam upon. We have failed miserably. And after watching that documentary, it struck even harder to me how absolutely insane it was for us to stop the German army from doing exactly what it was trying to do, and that is stop communism. It is laid at our doorstep the blood of the innocents because of our actions. That innocent blood is crying out to Yahweh for vengeance. We need to round up the perpetrators who were responsible for the disasters of World War I and II and then Korea thereafter and even Vietnam. Those responsible still alive today should be rounded up. And when found guilty of crimes against humanity, crimes against all races, crimes against Yahweh's law, crimes against decency, take them outside and execute them. Shame on us that we don't do that. We know who the perpetrators are. Yahweh says that at the end of this age, when he has exposed them, which is what he's doing now, and their time is short, they're going to try to hide under rocks to avoid what we're going to do to them. You can hide under rocks if you want to, you dogs. It's not going to do any good. We have ways of finding you. The fixing of what's wrong in this world is not very complicated, folks. And shame on us for not doing more to fix it. As I heard Eli and Andrew talking on one of the shows, and I believe David's even mentioned this, we've already lost 2/3 of our race to the shenanigans and the criminality of this group of creatures who walk amongst us. Creatures, they're not of us. The Apostle John's writings in the Greek language make it abundantly clear that he and the Christ himself considered the Jews to be of an alien race, completely alien to all that is good and right. We've already lost enough innocent people. There's already been enough murder, rape, torture, butchery done by these communist, Bolshevik, Zionist pig dogs. They need to be rounded up. And shame on anybody who does their bidding now that this is coming to light. You may have pleaded ignorance before, but there is no ignorance now. When a farm boy from Pennsylvania can figure this thing out, you people in the Pentagon, you people in the Secret Service and all the other intelligence agencies, you people in the government, you people in law enforcement, you've got no excuse. None. That's why the Founding Fathers made you, sometimes I want to call you things I shouldn't call you. He made you take an oath of office because great responsibility was given to you, but also great leeway. You were put in positions of trust, and you have betrayed that trust for filthy lucre, material, pay, promotion, and to get along with your masters. Innocent blood is crying out. Leviticus and Deuteronomy says your land is cursed until that innocent blood is vindicated. America will not recover from this. We will not recover until we come together as a people, as a righteous army, hell-bent on destroying the wicked amongst us. Do you hear me? This land will not be healed until the righteous get off their high horses, put their differences aside, and come together in one accord, as Scripture says. Our enemy knows that that's the secret of success. That's why they do what they do to keep us separated. They put agents provocateur amongst us. They put guys that have no business whatsoever even proclaiming the name of Yahweh and have them promoted as leaders of the identity message. They're nothing more than opportunists, shills, quacks, perverts, many of them. Yahweh told us you will know them by their fruits, and indeed you shall. Not only your enemy, not only the Jews who are the enemy of all mankind, their fruits are easy to see. Once you get the brainwashing of their God's chosen people washed out of your heads, God's chosen people, my ass. You people really are pitiful. These people are despicable. Everything about them is despicable. And yet you still follow that mantra that somehow they're God's chosen people because they're different? And their language, that's the language of the ancients. Well, no, it's not. Yiddish is their language, not ancient Hebrew. They write in block Hebrew characters, which don't even begin to look like the ancient Hebrew characters. It's a pretense. That's why the book of Revelation in chapter 2, verse 9, very clearly states that they are those who say they are of Judah, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Joe Cortina, the ex-Special Forces officer, figured it out. That's why he wrote the book John 8:44, exposing the sons of Satan. Hallelujah for men such as that. There are many others too. Ken O'Keefe is currently on the speaking tour and on the YouTube tour, and he is decimating these people if the audience has enough brains to figure it out. I wanted to read 1 Chronicles 16 with you. I was going to read just a portion of it, but I believe the whole thing should be read. So let's share that together right now. Again, 1 Chronicles, this will be the World English Bible version, chapter 16. They brought in Yahweh's ark and set it in the middle of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in Yahweh's name. He gave to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. How about that, a three-course meal? everything they needed. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before Yahweh's ark and to commemorate, to thanks, and to praise Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now remember, Israel is a man and his posterity. It is not a country. Never has been, never will be. Asaph the chief, and second to him, Zechariah, then Jeiel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Mathithiel, Eliab, Benai, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right. Who the heck knows? But that's as close as I can get. With stringed instruments and with harps, and Asaph with cymbals, sounding aloud. With Benaniah and Hazaziel, the priests with trumpets continually, before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. Then on that day, David first ordained to give thanks to Yahweh by the hand of Asaph and his brothers. Starting at verse 8. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, call on his name. Make what he has done known among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. Seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. You offspring of Israel, his servant. Right there, let's stop for a minute. Right there in verse 13, it reinforces what I just told you. You offspring of Israel, his servant. Obviously talking about Jacob. In fact, the second part of the verse says just that. You offspring of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Wait a minute. I thought the Jews were his chosen ones. Now this is saying that Jacob's his chosen one. And his children, the 12 tribes. Wait a minute. It can't be both. How do you Judeo-Christians do what you do? Verse 14, he is Yahweh, our Elohim God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac. He confirmed the same to Jacob for a statute, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When you were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and foreigners were in it, they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. Now listen to this at verse 21. He, meaning Yahweh, allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Write that down, folks. Verse 21 and 22. You need to be paying attention to this, especially with what I'm hearing is going on. You need to remember that Yahweh commanded us to be armed, to know the ways of war and the weapons of war, and shame on us if we ever, under any circumstances, surrender our means to protect ourselves, our homes, and our loved ones. Shame on us. Don't you even begin to think about what's going on and try to figure it out. He says quite clearly, do not lean on your own understanding. That's why. Satan's kids are good at causing confusion. They want you to think that this is done. That's how they pulled it over the Russian people. A very minute amount of people, the Bolsheviks were a very small minority, and yet they terrorized the Russian people into thinking that they were much bigger and much more powerful. And therefore, the Bolsheviks took over. Do not fail to learn from history. The Bolsheviks are outnumbered. The Jews, Zionists, whatever term you want to use for these creatures that walk amongst us. No, they do not have the majority. No, they do not have ultimate power. All their power is wrapped up in their Babylonian money system, which is starting to fail. What's going to happen when people no longer desire their money? You see, they create that through commercials and advertising and everything, this desire. But when you think about it, why? Did God create this earth that you could only live on it if you had money? Or did money become an invention of people to usurp and enslave people? Think about it. But again, remember verses 21 and 22. He allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved or rebuked kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Display his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, the peoples, and his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Ascribe to Yahweh, you relatives of the peoples, ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Whoa, wait a minute. The world is also established that it cannot be moved. You might want to jot verse 30 down on your notepad too. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar and its fullness. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. To give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Say, quote, save us, Elohim God of our salvation, gather us together and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Jacob Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. All the people said, Amen, which means, so be it, and praised Yahweh. Again, that's the World English Bible Version. I want to check my mail here to see if anybody sent anything in. And nobody has done that. So apparently we're doing okay. Now, we talked about the fact a couple programs ago that Yahweh commands us to be doers and not hearers only. For decades now, the white man has sat on his ass and let everybody do his fighting for him, his thinking for him, telling him how to live, telling him what to do, what his children should be doing, allowing them to be institutionalized and indoctrinated in the public school system, or more appropriately, it's called the public fool system. We have basically been backing up and backing up and backing up. It's time to turn that around. We were put here to administer Yahweh's law. We were put here to bring order to this planet, to this area. We have failed. miserably. We have allowed them to come in and brainwash us and to entice us after all manner of entertainment, drugs, booze, sex, porn, you name it, instead of our duty. They've even got us to a point where we're afraid of dying. Can you believe that? Afraid of dying. Dying is as much a part of life as birth. You sure as hell weren't afraid to be born. Come to think of it, you didn't even have anything to do with it, did you? Well, guess what? You can't do a damn thing about the fact you're going to die either. Oh, I know. There's people telling you science is going to work on it. Rich people like Soros and Rothschild and all them. Oh, well, I guess they do wish they could live forever, because once they die, it's not very pretty what happens to them. So they want to live forever. They need to live forever if they could, because that's all they get. Yahweh has special plans for vermin as wicked as those people are. But they're not going to be able to do that, because Yahweh says, I have commanded that man perish. And so shall we. You can hope that science and medicine will prolong life all you want, but in the end, Yahweh wins. In the end, you're going to go where all of our ancestors have gone. The only thing you need to worry about is, what are you going to do with the days that Father gave you? What are you going to do when you stand before Him as King of Kings, our Father and Creator, and He asks you, what did you do with what I gave you? I gave you life. What did you do with it? I gave you a brain. You're sure as hell not using that lately. I gave you the ability to work, and yet you want to be dependent. You're supposed to have the desire to succeed, the desire to be self-sufficient, the desire to not only make something of yourself, but then turn around and allow those blessings to also help others. We're failing on all fronts. Indeed, shame on us. But I've also recently found out that there's some people that do care about what they're going to have to say to our Father when they stand before Him. Some of them may not proclaim their faith openly. Some of them might not even know who they are as far as being Israelites and who our Heavenly Father is. But their actions speak quite loudly. Remember, Yahweh, when He took on a flesh body as Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, He walked this earth. There was a woman, a Canaanite woman, who asked for a blessing on her daughter because she was ill. Christ, of course, ignored her because she was a dog. She was not of our people. But she kept persisting in her demands. And eventually He looked at her and He literally said to the woman, it is not good to give the children's bread to dogs, meaning she was a dog. And His teachings, His blessings, His covenants were for His children, meaning the white race. That's why He's referred to as our kinsman redeemer. Redeemer. Look up the word redeem. And look up the word kinsman. Don't go ask that idiot behind the pulpit in your church. He came out of a seminary. He's not going to tell you the truth. He's just as brainwashed as the rest of the Judeo world. You look it up. You do the research. So these people that I found out here recently are making great strides. Individuals now, not a whole organization. Individuals who are having a tremendous effect on getting truth out there. I found out a young lady, 26 years old, I believe, by the name of Shiksa Goddess. Now, that's her little play on words, because Shiksa is a Yiddish term. By the way, the word Yid means deceiver. So Yiddish is the language of deceivers. How fitting for what the Jews speak. Anyway, Shiksa is their derogatory term for all non-Jew women. It's basically calling them whores, animals. That's why they don't mind selling them in sex slavery around the world, imprisoning them and forcing them into brothels to perform so the Jew can make money. That's why he doesn't mind child pornography, because the Talmud teaches him that it's okay. So shiksa is their Yiddish way of saying you're just a piece of meat, you're a whore, to be used by the Jew in any way he sees fit. So she took on the name Shiksa Goddess, kind of a dichotomy there, isn't there? But her real name is, you can find it online, I believe it's Dinaid McCarthy, a very intelligent, very beautiful woman. But she does parodies, musical parodies of well-known songs, and applies words to wake people up, especially white people, and exposes what the Jews are up to. So that's one woman and a small group of people, I believe her husband is helping her in that regard, who are doing something, okay? They're not even proclaiming themselves to be followers of Yahweh, but they're doing something! Not sitting on their keister waiting for somebody else to do it. Praise Yahweh for that. She may not even know our Father's name, and yet she has that inner drive, that spark, to stand up and resist evil. Something we're all supposed to do. Shame on us that we don't do more. We outnumber these dogs. The white race as a whole might be only 8% of the planet, but doesn't the scripture tell us in Psalm 91 and elsewhere, we'll see 1,000 fall at one hand and 10,000 at the other? Or don't you believe that? I believe that. We don't need to be a majority to win. We just need to take a stand, and then the Father will jump in there for us. But he's not going to do it for us. We have to make a move. We have to do it ourselves, like children. We have to get over this ego problem so many of us have. We have to get over all of these petty infractions against each other. We have forgotten completely where Christ said, you are to love each other as I have loved you. Forgive 70 times 7. Be willing to take a slap upon the cheek and then turn the other cheek. He didn't mean that to the heathen. If one of these heathens comes up and slaps me on the face, I'm going to plug him. I remember watching a movie when I was a boy, and it was an old black and white movie, and I'm watching it, and there's a scene in there where these Christians, and I believe it was a stinking commissar of the Russian army, so it had to be in a Jew, makes an insult, and he slaps the Christian, and the Christian stands there and just turns the other cheek. And I remember even as a boy looking at that going, what the hell's that all about? Why would you turn your cheek to a pig dog communist Zionist Jew? Well, the answer is, it's a Hollywood movie, meaning Jews made it. They want you to take on that attitude. And that's why they took over a lot of the control of the seminary. So your preacher would reinforce that. Oh, a good Christian will turn his cheek. Well, yeah, I'll turn my cheek to another white believer in Yahweh to keep peace amongst the brotherhood. But not you. Not an Arab. Not a Jew. Not an Oriental. Not a black. No, no, no. You don't get to do that. You get the back of my hand, my fist, my knife, my gun, whatever I have at my disposal. That's what you get, because Christ never taught that. Shame on us that we don't have enough faith in that little voice within us that says, that just doesn't sound right. Just like when these Jews get up and they tell these phenomenal stories. It reminds me of when I sat at a PTA meeting with my sister. And this is back when they were pushing for bicycle helmets to be worn by the children. And this Jew lawyer, woman Jew lawyer, gets up and starts talking about little Bobby in the neighborhood and how Bobby had had an accident. And because he didn't have his helmet on, he had brain damage. Oh, God, it was just terrible. She told such a grand story, and all the stupid white people sat in the audience, and oh my God, they couldn't wait to sign the petition. Well, guess what? Every bit of it was a lie. But come to find out, Jews own the major stockholders in the companies that make the helmets. So isn't that cute? And Jew lawyers get to prosecute cases where somebody didn't have a helmet on and got hurt. So here again, the Jew and their lie. It reminds me when we went to war against Saddam Hussein. And that woman, I can't remember if she was Jewish or not, but some woman related to one of the sheiks in Kuwait testified in front of our idiots in Congress about the Iraqi soldiers. They were bayoneting the children and throwing them against the wall. Oh, my God. Same scenario. Same M.O. And dumbasses that we are, we fell for that garbage. We go to war. We go to war. And we murder hundreds of thousands of innocent people based on a bullshit story. I don't know why Yahweh hasn't destroyed us yet. I really don't. And thank God I'm not sitting up there on that throne, because I would have by now. I would have just completely obliterated this place called Earth. From where I'm sitting and what I'm seeing, because it looks like the white race has got to be the dumbest people on the planet, the most cowardly. They don't even have the instincts that God put in the animal kingdom to follow kind after kind and care for your young. We don't even do that. We're the male lion and the male tiger and the male water buffalo will die to protect the pride. Or the herd with the females and the young ones. He will die in combat, but not our people. We sell each other out. The Jew waves a dollar bill in front of us and our memory's gone. Our desire for our race and our heritage gone. For what our ancestors have done is gone. They just wave a dollar bill, a fake Babylonian worthless piece of garbage dollar bill underneath the nose of our people. And they can't wait to turn another white in. They can't wait to be part of the army or the police to disarm and set us up for another Bolshevik massacre like they did in Russia. They can't wait. Just because they waved a dollar bill in front of them, or they waved a resignation letter, or they waved a newspaper article, oh, we're going to print this in the paper. No, it's not true, but nobody cares, because if a Jew prints it, they'll believe it. And we fall for it. We fall for it. It's amazing. Shame on us. Yahweh bless Danaid McCarthy and what she's doing. Yahweh bless Rebecca Roth. That's not her real name, so don't get in a tizzy over the last name, please. For her exposing what really happened on 9/11. I can't believe that there's anybody still walking on this planet that believes the government story. I just can't believe that. But Rebecca, if you got a brain that works and you sit down and listen to her interviews, if you still believe the government story after listening to her, I don't know what can be done for you. I really don't. Yahweh bless men like Ken O'Keefe, the former U.S. Marine who is now living outside this country, because of his disgust of what we have done, and the fact that he's exposing the lies and deceptions within the U.S. military and what the Jews are up to. All these people have that in common. Shame on us for listening to these contrived stories, these staged events. Now I heard that in San Bernardino, I believe it is, California today, 14 people were killed and 14 wounded in another so-called shooting event. You know, they ought to change the MO at some point. This record just keeps playing over and over and over. It'd be nice if you'd put on a different track once in a while. I mean, come on, guys. You got all those resources and all those actors that work for you and the ability to buy off local police and local government to go along with your shenanigans, and this is the best you can do? Really? It's the best you can do? As Rebecca says in her broadcast, didn't they have enough smarts to go and talk to somebody that actually worked in the airline industry before they pulled this shenanigan to try to portray 9/11 as what they said it was, when in fact it wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. So I guess that's to our good, the fact that they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. So they make lots of mistakes. Staged events, folks. I don't believe anything I see on television anymore. I don't believe anything I read in a newspaper or in a magazine. I don't believe any of it. I would suggest that you don't believe any of it. You're safer to not believe it than you are to believe it. Because I cannot believe it, and it really isn't going to affect my life at all. But if you believe it, and it's a lie, it could drastically change what's going to happen in this country in the near future and the future of your children. That is, if you care about your children. Some of you I'm not so sure about. I just read an article about the leader of Poland and the government of Poland is removing the UN flags from their buildings. That's a good sign. I think the people are waking up. I really do. Also read an article here that in Sweden there is open warfare between the Swedish people and the Muslim invaders. Now, as much as I don't like the Muslims that are coming in or whatever the hell they are, they're calling them Muslims and Syrians and all this stuff, but I'm not so sure that's really who they are. They're invaders. It really doesn't matter where they came from, what race they are. They're invaders. And most of them are young men of military age. And they're raping, they're robbing, they're destroying property, and they're causing all kinds of mayhem. And that's exactly why the Jew wants them in here. Praise Yahweh that the white people are starting to wake up in Europe. And as my military buddy told me, he says, what's happening over there in Germany and those other countries, don't you think for one minute that it's going to stay over there. They got the same plans for here in the United States. And I know he's right. That's exactly what they got planned. Things are going to go quite awry for these people, though. The scriptures tell us through the prophets that what they plan to do to us, Yahweh is going to turn on their heads only double back. He will turn upon them and double it. So what the Jew has planned is to enslave the world. They want to rule the world. That's their goal. They've already picked Jerusalem as the capital of their, quote, world government. They think they're the only ones qualified to rule the world, even as sick and demented as these people are. They believe they're the only ones qualified. Well, Yahweh has something to say about that. So he says that their pride will go before the fall. Their vanity will be their undoing. And they are. The Jew is the most vain person on the planet. No other person can come even close to the vanity that's in a Jew. And Yahweh says, they got a plan for my creation, but it will turn on them, only it will come on their heads double. So they want to enslave us. So what would doubling enslavement be? What do you think that might be? I've often wondered about that. When it says it's going to be pushed back on them double, I thought, well, they want to enslave us. Basically, no freedom, constantly at their beck and call, to be raped and abused and tortured at their will. So what would be double that? And then it dawned on me. Obadiah verse 18 says what double is. It's extermination. So if you want to enslave the innocents around this world in your hellish Jew world order, Father says that it will come back on you double in the form of extermination. You want to enslave my creation? I will take you down and annihilate you. The words of Obadiah, folks, not mine. So, can you see that happening? You know, there's a verse in Proverbs that we quote all the time, and it's also in Hosea. My people suffer from a lack of knowledge, which is truth, knowledge and truth. And you can see it. So many of our people are just plain ignorant. And many of them are going to perish. Many have already perished, and many more are going to perish. They're going to perish by death of diseases and sexually transmitted diseases, etc. But not everybody's buying it. And so these creatures have this plan. And as the people awaken, they're going to reach a point where the other verse in Proverbs will come into play. And that verse says, my people suffer from a lack of vision. Lack of vision. I often thought about that. Wow, wait a minute. Lack of vision. I can understand lack of truth. Obviously, if you don't know the truth, you can get hurt pretty easily. But lack of vision? Oh, okay. And that's true. Our people have lost the vision of who they are. Already, there's a generation that's lost the vision of living in an America that's the same as I grew up in. That's not that many years ago. They can't even conceive of the freedom we had back when I was a boy. That we could go walk and do things on the property, etc. We didn't have to worry about drone spies and cameras watching us and monitoring us and listening in on us. You had to actually be there and talk to us if you wanted to know what we were saying or doing. You had to be right there. Life had a lot more freedom. And they make it sound like, well, we need all this surveillance because of all these terrorists. Well, wait a minute. Who created all this terrorist stuff? Who created the scenarios and set all these staged events up? Oh, yeah, that's right. Same people. And so now, like Jew Henry Kissinger and all of his cabal in the Bilderbergers and all these other Jewish secret societies, they tell us that we need Big Brother. We need surveillance on everybody. And yet, clear up into the 1950s and 60s when I was a boy, we didn't need all that stuff. We lived quite well without Big Brother watching every single move we made. You see, that's another lie. No, freedom goes as government grows. That's just the way of the world, folks. You can't have big, intrusive, massive government and freedom at the same time. They're diametrically opposite of each other. But the Jew, through the propaganda mill that he owns, wants you to believe that. You see, it's a belief thing. Just as Yahweh said, don't lean on your own understanding, but trust in Yahweh in all things. Yeah, that's true. He didn't just say it. You see, it's a faith thing. The people that have little or no faith are going to fall by the wayside. They will be taken in by the Jewish propaganda, and they're going to suffer as our ancestors have already suffered, as we talked about in the last 100 years alone. Tens and tens and tens of millions of innocent men, women, and children have suffered miserably under the yoke of these Khazar Zionist pig dog communists because we didn't have enough smarts to listen to people in Congress, in public life, like Charles Lindbergh Jr., Joseph McCarthy, and many others who tried to warn us, and even Henry Ford, the inventor of the Model T. Henry Ford tried to warn us, and yet in our mad pursuit for materialism and a cushy life and to just not get involved, we ignored these brave men and their warnings. To our chagrin, we ignored them. And now the world is paying the price for our ignorance and our cowardice. As I said, as I watched that documentary, and even as I read the book, but as I watched that documentary, it just re-intensified my disgust for what the leadership of the Allies did to so many people. And, you know, a lot of ignoramuses are going to make fun of what I just said because they're that, just that. They're ignoramuses. The German SS, the Waffen SS, Waffen just means armed in German. So the armed SS was an army within the German military dedicated to destroy communism. Most of the men, by the end of the war, most of the men in the Waffen SS were not even Germans by nationality. And some of them weren't even white, but many were not Germans. There was French, Belgians, Czechoslovakians, Russians, because they knew what Jewish communism was going to do if it was not stopped. And they volunteered into the Waffen SS of the German army, because that group, they knew that group, would fight to the death to destroy communism. And we helped to destroy them and feel good about it? I don't feel good about it. I'm ashamed. In fact, I read the article here not long ago that the Waffen SS unit that was surrounding Hitler and the general staff in the bunker on the last days as the Soviet horde raping and murdering and pillaging their way through Berlin, I believe it was 12,000. There was only 30 left. They had all died. And they were Frenchmen. They were Frenchmen. It was a French division of the Waffen SS that was defending Hitler to the very end. Imagine that. Wonder how come your movies don't ever talk about that, or your stinking Jew Hollywood. And there are many articles and documentaries about the war. Why don't they ever talk about the French that supported the Germans? You know, it's the same Jew in their lie that doesn't tell you about the blacks that fought for the Southern Army, because they had been treated that well and they did not want to see the South come to an end. They fought for the Confederacy. How come they don't talk about that? They don't tell you that the two largest owners of slaves in Virginia at the outset of the war of aggression, called the Civil War, mistakenly. The two largest slave owners in Virginia in 1861 were two black men, two rich businessmen, both of them black, had more slaves than any white man did. How come they don't tell you about that? How come they don't tell you that the blacks that were sold into slavery, not only in America, but many other countries, were enslaved in Africa by other blacks? Typically, they were the losers in some kind of tribal war. And so, as has happened all over the world, all through the centuries, when there's a war, the people that lose the war end up being servants and slaves of the victors. That's been going on for a long, long time. How come they don't tell you about that? It's because the Jew wants the black man to do his dirty work for him. Why do you think it's the Jew that founded the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? The Jews started that organization. And up until recently, the president of that organization has always been a Jew. Now they put a figurehead black in there, but it's still Jewish brains and Jewish money, just like communism, Jewish brains and Jewish money. Isn't that cool how that works? Same thing with La Raza for the Spanish, for the Latinos. La Raza, what's that mean? Oh, that's Spanish for the race. What? The race? Oh, wait a minute. How come it's wrong for me as a white man to promote white, but here the Latinos got a group called La Raza, which means the race? Oh, that's right, because La Raza was also started by Jews. Oh, well, that makes it okay, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Those little termites show up everywhere, and you wonder why your house is falling down. The termites have been eating away at the foundations of this nation almost as, in fact, they were over here before it was a nation, hiding, of course, buying their way into New York, which was known as New Amsterdam before it became Jew York, and they bought their way in. They used their money, see? It's always their money. And weak-minded and weak-willed white men give in to it. Yahweh says there's a time when the white man is finally going to come to his senses, and he will take their gold and silver and throw it in the streets. I'm there. I'm there right now. They could come in here with a dump truck full of gold and silver and dump it in my front yard, and it wouldn't bother me one bit. And I mean that sincerely. I wouldn't care, because I want them gone. I want what Yahweh says that will bring peace and harmony for the whole world. That's what I want to see. I don't want their gold or silver. I don't want their praises in their damnable publications. I don't want their idiotic celebrity shows or talent shows or award shows, all of them stinking Jew filth. I don't want that. When my brothers and sisters wake up to this and they get that same attitude, things are going to change. And they're going to change very quickly. And Yahweh says that it's not a majority. He doesn't need a majority to do this. He needs a Gideon army, the cream of the crop, the soldiers that will do the right thing, the guys like Joe Cortina, Ken O'Keefe, Michael Edward, Stephen Barry, and the other soldiers that I have been honored to know for a very long time, who would stand in front of a stinking, degenerate Israeli soldier and tell him to stand down before murdering a child, an innocent child that was doing absolutely nothing wrong. They would stand in front of that rifle and tell that Israeli to stand down. That's the kind of men that are in a Gideon army. No amount of money is going to affect those men. No amount of brainwashing will affect those soldiers. No amount of pleading and begging by your enemies, the sick, demented pieces of garbage that we've got floating around amongst us. Nothing they could offer you, nothing they could threaten you with will affect you. When you reach that point, Yahweh, our Father, can use you in his Ezekiel 37 army. But that is one of the fruits of our men that must be there. If that doesn't apply to you, you're not part of his army. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Just like the Israelites of old, when we obeyed our Father and we had the Gideon-type men in our armies, we were invincible. Didn't matter what the numbers were. Numbers don't matter at all. Invincible is what we are. When we come together in one accord, nobody, no power on this earth can stop us. And as David and Eli and the other hosts, I've heard them oftentimes saying, how much longer do we wait? Father Yahweh, how much longer do we have to wait? It's sickening and disgusting. The more information that comes out about the truth of history, the truth of what's going on, who's really running the show, it's despicable and disgusting. The number of people who suffer with poor health and issues going on, also pharmaceuticals and the medical mafia can make money when Yahweh has things growing out in the woods that you could take and fix your problems. Real food, organic food grown the way it's supposed to be, animals raised the way they're supposed to be, and how much benefit they are when used as food because they're healthy. They're not GMO. They're not fed animal products. They're not fed GMO grains. They're not kept in a cage without sunlight and without exercise. Only a demented Jew could think that that's an okay thing to do. I'm sorry. And I'm talking about my white relatives and my white brothers and sisters that own farms. If you're doing it the Jew way, you have lost your way, brothers and sisters. You are just as bad as they are. If you can't figure out that that is doing nobody any good and it's doing great harm to the animals, to the earth, and to us, if you can't figure that out, you're lost. You are just pitifully lost. We have a lot to be ashamed of. The good news is that the Father hasn't destroyed us yet. We have a chance. We have a chance to make a difference. We have a chance to fix this place. We got to stop fighting each other. We have to understand that race matters. It has always mattered. That's why the Jew and all of his lapdogs work day and night trying to convince you that it doesn't, because it does. It will always matter. And you are just dumber than a box of rocks if you think otherwise. I'm sorry, you just truly are dumber than dirt. Because all you have to do is look at the animal kingdom on its own without man interfering, and they obey his laws or suffer the consequences. Just as I read a medical article not long ago about the fact that so many of these race-mixed couples would lose their children if it were not the intervention of modern medicine, which of course is Jewish, who wants to keep those monsters alive. And I'm sorry if I step on your toes, folks, but facts are facts. Facts are facts. The U.S. military used to give the soldiers a fact sheet back in World War I. They were given a sheet of paper explaining all of the higher incidences and problems that come about from an interracial union and interracial children. They used to warn them about it. Of course, that was back when nobody cared about political correctness. They cared about facts. We don't care about facts anymore. We just want to be politically correct. We have a lot, an awful lot, to be ashamed of. I really don't know how much longer it's going to be, but there's going to be some things happening in the very near future, and you need to stay strong, folks. You need to hang on to your faith, hang on to the Father with all your might. Trust not in your own understanding. Don't listen to the propaganda. Look within and within the circle of people that you've known for a long time and trust. Focus on yourselves. Circle your wagons. Load your weapons and be ready. They had a cakewalk when they deceived and murdered and butchered the Russian people, because unfortunately the Russian people did not have communications. They will try to interfere with our communications. And that's why I say, don't worry about what else you might hear or think is going on within your home, your community, your county, your state. Take care of your own. The rest will work itself out. We have the numbers. We have the weapons. We have the moral high ground. We shall prevail. We know how the enemy works. We know his forms of propaganda. We know he's a liar, as our Christ told us. They are liars doing the work of their father, the devil. They are murderers. They are thieves. They are misfits. They are animals. Never, ever forget that. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor that you and you alone deserve. We are not worthy of your love, Father. We know that. We have failed you on so many levels that it's just mind-boggling sometimes. Many of our people are not worthy to come through this fire, and you've said they won't make it through that fire. But we pray tonight, Father, for the remnant, the little flock spoken of in the New Testament, that loves you with all their hearts, who believe in truth and justice for all, who believe in your law and doing the right thing for the right reason. That remnant, Father, needs your help. Speak to each and every one of us. Give us the Holy Spirit's discernment and guidance in all matters of life at this time. Give us courage, Father. Give us strength to hang on to our faith, that we know if we prevail, if we'll just do the right thing and not worry about consequences, then your will come to pass, and our enemies will be destroyed. We pray that the kingdom will come soon, Father, and you even sooner to take the throne. Enough of this fighting and bickering, many times over inconsequential matters. We need you to sit upon the throne, Father, and dictate terms to us, because we're no better than little children. Or as a good friend of mine says, dealing with us Israelites is like herding cats. And it truly is. Forgive us our failings, Father. Be with us every single day. Help us and guide us in all that we say and do, that we might do your will on this earth as it is in heaven. And always, Father, we ask a special blessing on the workers that we talked about earlier, those that are making a difference, are doing something. Watch over them and protect them. Those who suffer with illnesses, give them healings, Father, and always protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.
It's time.